Hey, this is Tom Deanhart checking in after Purdue's 42-24 win versus Vanderbilt on this edition of Golden Black Radio Express. It's brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. Yeah, much needed victory for Purdue today. Obviously, that's an understatement coming off that gut punch 34-31 loss at Nevada to open the season. Again, I think it was a salty week of practice for the Boilermakers, trying to put that, you know, that ugly defeat in the rearview mirror and get ready to play Vanderbilt. And by and large, you know, it wasn't always pretty at times today, but Purdue found a way to grind out a win. The offense really came alive in the second half. 28 points in the third and the fourth quarter total. Again, hats off to Elijah Sindler. I tell you what, he may at times make some curious passes, some overthrows, some underthrows, some throws behind players, but still, he's been on fire coming out of the gate. Each of the first two games, he's gone 34-52, which is ironic. Again, today, 509 yards against Nevada, over 400 yards. He has 9 touchdowns on the year, 3 interceptions. Again, the guy throws the ball well. In the postgame, Jeff Brohm talked about that. Hey, Sindelar gets better the more he throws the ball. And anybody who watched this game saw the imbalance of the Purdue offense. Couldn't run the ball at all. 31 yards for the game on 18 carries. It comes to 1.7 yards per carry. Again, 509 yards passing. In the opener, Purdue ran for 96 yards. Again, like I said, threw for over 400. So they're still struggling to get a consistent push in the ground game. And right now, Sindelar is in a rhythm. Of course, Rondale Moore is Rondale Moore. Such a unique weapon. Today, one of his best games ever. 13 catches for 220 yards and a touchdown. Again, a lot to like on that offense. Defensively, too, you know, the big storyline has been Nick Holt and where he calls games from. Of course, Holt worked in the press box against Nevada. Today, surprisingly, he was on the field. Jeff Brohm said earlier this week, and Holt will be back in the press box. But again, come kickoff, he was on the field from his usual vantage point. And boy, in the postgame, the players seem to think that's where he does his best work. And by and large, the defense played pretty well today. You know, they threw for 420 yards, Vanderbilt. But again, they did nothing of real substance on the ground game. And that was the big hype about Vandy coming in here. Keyshawn Vaughn, of course, 1,200-yard rusher last year. What's he rushed for today? He finishes with 56 net yards on 17 carries, just 3.3 yards per tote. So they really shut down that ground game, which is what they wanted to do, and they put the ball game in the hands of the Vandy quarterbacks, and either Riley Neal or Deuce Wallace was capable of making Purdue pay. So again, nice effort by the defense, some big plays. They got a turnover, Dedrick Mackey interception, Big George with a huge pass batted down, 3 sacks. Just good big plays overall by that defense. He really made some strides today. They're going to need that moving forward. So again, a nice win for the Boilermakers. Level their record at 1-1, and that's key. They got some momentum. They have some confidence with a huge game with Texas Christian next Saturday night in Ross-Ade Stadium as Purdue will look to try to go 2-1 and try to, you know, correct some of the mistakes they had today, particularly on offense with the run of the football, getting better there. And special teams, too, that'll be my last point. Did not look good today. True freshman punter Brooks Cormier really struggled. 4 punts, averaged 30 yards, shanked a couple. J.D. Dellinger missed a 42-yard field goal, I should say. And at one point, Purdue had a long punt return call back by Rondale Moore because of a holding penalty. So, again, some things to clean up on special teams. But, again, by and large, Purdue just needed this win. Style points didn't matter, and they got it. So again, a lot for the Boilermakers to build on moving forward. This edition of Golden Black Radio Express brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. Thank you for listening, everybody. Take care.